dictation for Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Honeycutt, H-U-N-N-I-C-U-T-T, January 29, 46. Address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow-up for Betty. Chronic kidney disease, prior bariatric surgery, last visit December, follows with Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K, for hydrocephalus, non-communicating with shunt placement, denies emergency room hospital visits. Recently, the degree of flow on the shunt was increased. Presently, no headaches. Uses a cane, a walker, but no falling episode. No compromise of bowel or urine at this point in time. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise done being negative. Minor frequency nocturia. Medication list review. Notice the losartan HCTC. Cholesterol management. Blood pressure is high, 190 over 90 on the left. There is obesity, 251, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear. An aortic systolic murmur appears to be regular. No abdominal back tenderness, minor edema, non-focal, very pleasant, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is made, creatinine 1.45, which is baseline. Anemia 12.7, normal electrolyte acid base. Normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, GFR 37. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time. No progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Blood pressure poorly controlled. I'm going to add chlorthalidone, pain, losartan, discontinue HCTC, chlorthalidone, long-acting in a daily basis. Presently, no symptoms to suggest endocrinal hypertension, followed with neurology for the shunt and the flow. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement. Other chemistry is stable. She's going to check blood pressure at home and keep me posted. Monitor electrolytes with diuretics. End of dictation.